Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hard to believe that it's almost a year now since the last Bachelor auction. But time really does fly when you're having a good time, doesn't it?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys. And today being the day of the year which highlights romance, love, unexpected pregnancies, we thought...
You know, you keep saying that.
What more of a perfect time to introduce to the 585 two of Rochester's most eligible bachelors for this year's 14th annual Bachelor Auction. For Cancer Support Community Rochester, formerly known as Gilda's Club. Now, before we introduce our first bachelor, a couple of side notes that this year, the 14th annual bachelor auction is going to be March 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Essex on University Ave. This place is fire. Holds
it is.
A lot of people. They got two bars there.
Brand new.
We're very excited about this. And then in other news, our boy DJ Naps will be there this year to DJ the event.
We're very excited about that.
If you are looking to purchase tickets, you can do so now along with check out all 25 of this year's bachelors at cscrochester.org. General admission this year is $35, you guys. And this event is dress to impress only.
No jeans.
Your goal is to look as fly as possible. That's right, Breezy. No jeans.
No jeans.
I'm so sorry.
Leave the jeans at home.
VIP tickets are $50 this year. Those are the VIP happy hour tickets. But if you are looking for an excuse to get back into the dating game and meet someone new, someone special, if it doesn't happen for you today, then you and your friends need to go have a fun night out. The Bachelor Auction is the perfect opportunity for you guys just to enjoy a night out while helping Rochester in the community here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best parts about this whole event is, although it's so fun and although we have a blast and, you know, there's drinks and music, we are ultimately there to have a goal of giving back to the community, especially those impacted by cancer.
Let's meet our first bachelor.
Yes.
A lot of people in the 5A5 know exactly who this gentleman is. He's always walking into a bar looking very dapper. He makes a ton of money. His hair is... His hair is always slicked back. He's got that beautiful George Clooney vibe to him. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Joe Gizzy.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Joey.
What's going on?
We're very excited to see you. Now, we see you all over town. You know, we have, you and I, we have mutual friends.
We're basically family at this point.
Yeah. Breezy's very close to your brother. And... when you were asked, who came to you first to ask you if you wanted to be a bachelor?
It was kind of a surprise to me that I was signed up because it wasn't my hand on the pen.
Oh, nobody told you. Oh,
the guy sitting next to me, conjoined with my wonderful, lovely sister-in-law. And I just got an email one day saying you have to come and interview.
I love it. That's the way to do it.
And
you can't say no.
Yeah, if you're already
in. Honestly, like, I looked at it and I gave myself a little pause and I was like, what do I do here? How do I say no?
How do you navigate
you
this thing?
And it turned into now I've fully embraced this and I'm going in head first and going out of my comfort zone this year. And,
right. So, Joe, you're a single guy, yeah?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
What? I would hope so, Moose.
Yeah. Nice.
It's funny. That's one of the questions they ask you when you're interviewing is, you know, are you single? And I'm like, yeah.
They don't care.
That wouldn't end very well for someone who wasn't.
So, although you didn't really know that you were signing up for this, you fully embraced it at this point, and you are excited?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Very
yeah,
excited.
Yeah.
And now we have to go on to the next steps. What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you're looking to get into a relationship, you're looking for the real thing. You know, you're especially at my age.
Are you comfortable with telling people where you're at in life?
I'm at a point in life where I'm looking for the long term here.
You
know,
it.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's, you know,
I keep convincing myself I want the same thing.
Long enough, and everyone's had their fun in their lives, but you know, it's time to settle in. So
now, what would your idea of a perfect first date be, Joe?
A perfect first date. Well, somewhere where you can at least sit down and have a conversation. Because if you're not talking like the old traditional go to a movie or something like that on the first date, you're not getting to know anybody. So just the ability to have that conversation, whether it's over coffee, drink, dinner, something to that effect.
A walk in the park. Yes, of course.
Not today because it's cold out, but.
Yes, of course. Okay, so what would you say some of your best qualities are that you have to offer your potential partner that could be buying you, marrying you, whatever the case may be?
Aside from having a large savings account, what else do you bring to the table?
I'd like to say...
He's like, true.
I'd like to think I'd bring a sense of humor to the table, but you're trumping me on that one right now.
Okay, keep going. Sense of humor.
I can cook. I know I can cook.
Oh, that's a great quality. You
know, I've learned all these years of learning to cook for myself is going to pay off for somebody one day.
It's very true.
That is definitely... Women love a guy who knows his way around the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you fold a fitted sheet by yourself?
It ends up in the drawer.
It's all that matters.
Comes out wrinkled, but...
I just see you laying it down on the dirty floor and rolling it up like a Tootsie Roll. You know, that's what I do.
I at least roll it up while it's on the bed.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Well,
I love that.
That's great. And I don't know who wrote these questions, but I guess I'll just ask them anyways. What's your credit score?
Joe?
Higher than my IQ.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's... Wow. So you're like a 200 range?
Yeah. Where did that question come from?
No, I don't know. I didn't write these, so I'm just reading from the script.
No, we really want the people listening, because there's going to be a lot of people coming to the 14th annual Bachelor Auction. The best thing we can do is give them a chance to know Joe Gizzy, who you really are.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they go out, they see you play an instrument.
I do.
Which one is it?
I play guitar and I sing.
And you sing, and then sometimes I see you DJing on the weekends.
I do as well.
And host trivia events.
I haven't done
that. He's a jack of all trades.
Oh, you haven't hosted trivia?
I haven't done the trivia hosting.
Long story short.
I probably ask a lot of questions. Does that count?
That may count, but long story short, Joe needs a woman that can keep up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a social butterfly. He's out and about. He works full time, and on the weekends, he likes to let loose. you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 drinks, whatever have you. But this guy likes to have fun, but also I would say you're the type of guy where you have a healthy balance of both.
Mm-hmm. This is true, yes.
Right. Yeah. And that's good.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. And we're so excited to see you strut your stuff on the stage at the 14th Annual Bachelor Auction coming up here March 23rd at Essex.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
I don't yet, but if I do, I'm not going to tell anybody until that day.
That's
no,
so
don't.
Fair. That's so fair.
That's the way to do it.
All right, great. Thanks,
all right,
Joe.
We are going to introduce a bachelor number two, which I say a lot of people know this gentleman right here.
Yes, they do.
His name is Tim.
No.
Just kidding. Dan is in the studio with us, and Dan, one of my favorite bars, a lot of our favorite bars here. Mm-hmm. He is one of the owners of Tin Cup Social in Fairport. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
How you doing? Welcome.
Hi, Dan.
First time in the studio, Dan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you're a huge Bills fan.
Yes. A little bit of a big Bills fan. You know, I've been in the bar business for a very long time. You know, love long walks on the beach.
Yes.
So much so that you created a bar solely based on your fandom for the Bills.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And it really has been such a successful, place for you guys and for everybody in Rochester to come and hang out. And people go there to show their support to not only you, but the Bills, Bills Mafia. I mean, I've been spending a ton of time there. You guys are like family, and it's awesome that you're participating in this event. What got you involved?
So actually, we do a lot of work with CSC. We host guest bartending it.
That's right.
CSC, we did it last year.
Yeah.
They actually asked me to do it last year, and I had a conflict of interest with a wedding at the time.
Yep.
And then they came in this year, and they made me commit to it this year.
Oh, sure.
So I was like, I'm all in, just like Joe, head first. Let's see what happens.
And, you know, Dan, you're a very successful dude, and you're also very, very busy. And
yes, very busy.
So, being a guy like yourself, I mean, do you have time to date?
Yeah.
Really selling it.
My dating schedule, to be completely honest with you, 2 years ago, I went through a divorce and kind of just like getting myself back out there.
Sure.
Oh, good.
So, I don't really.
High on the docket.
I'm a little awkward when it comes to this situation
because it's fresh.
It's fresh.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's okay. You'll warm up.
That's so fair.
What are some of the qualities you're looking for in a woman?
Honestly, just someone I can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Like, first and foremost, you need to be able to have a conversation with someone.
Right.
And then I like to laugh. I like to have fun. I like to laugh. I am in the bar business. So when I'm not out and about, I would just want to relax and chill.
Chill.
Yeah. It's tough when you're spending 24/7 at a bar and then having to go out to another bar to unwind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But people who own restaurants and are in that lifestyle and that scene, they understand. You know what I mean?
I think one of the biggest questions I have, since you do work in the bar scene and the restaurant industry, what would be your perfect first date? Would it be like going out to something like that? Or
Good
would
question.
It be something completely different?
I do love going out and having drinks. Love a good dive bar.
Sure.
You know, somewhere where I don't get walked up to and say, hey, how you doing? And know every single person.
Right.
So somewhere off the beaten path, have a couple drinks, some good conversation.
Doctor's in.
It's a good one, actually. The bug jar. Yeah.
Somewhere where you don't know anybody.
No, and that totally makes sense. Sometimes you just need to be able to, like us, you need to be able to shut it down.
Because right.
Mm-hmm. You're always on. You know, and you're running a business, you're constantly seeing people. If you're just joining us, we're talking to our boy Dan right now, who's one of the owners of Tin Cup Social. He is a bachelor for this year's 14th annual bachelor auction. If you guys are looking to buy tickets, cscrochester.org. That's where you can check out all 25 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors. And tickets are for sale right now. Is that right? Tim's also in the studio. Connor. I keep saying Tim today. So Connor's in the studio with us. You can go up there and buy the tickets right now, correct?
Yep, right now.
I don't even know who Tim is, to be quite honest with you. I have no idea.
Not sure who Tim is. Dan, thank you so much for the time this morning. And like, both of you, this takes so much courage and bravery to be able to step out of your comfort zone and do something so, I don't know, the spotlight's on you. It's all about you and these, you know, 23, 25 other guys. And it's really important that you're not only just doing this for yourself, but doing this for the community. So we thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you guys are going to help raise a lot of money. And the best thing about this is it all stays local.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. Joe is in the studio. And then our boy Dan, thank you guys so much for coming
in.
We look forward to hosting this event once again. And make sure you guys dress to impress. March 23rd at the Essex. All the details are online right now. We'll see you there.
Wake up. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
For breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.